In a leaked audio from an internal meeting, ANC Deputy President Paul Mashatile and President Cyril Ramaphosa say the DA is positioning itself outside the government of national unity. This comes after the DA rejected the proposed 2025 budget.
If they don't support the budget, they don't deserve to be in the GNU. Doesn't mean the end of the GNU, but the GNU won't be with them. They are actually firing themselves out of the GNU. There is no one, comrades, who, as a minister, can continue to enjoy to implement programs of government of a budget that they opposed and vote against. It can't be done. That's the point I wanted to make. And I think the chief whip must make it clear to them so that by the time we get to the House and they continue not to vote for the budget, they must have gotten this message. Thank you, Comrade Chair.
Thanks, Comrade DP. Comrades, I've noted there is also another hand. Comrade President is on the platform. Good evening, Comrade Commander in Chief, Comrade President. Your hand is up. Welcome you on the platform. Comrade President.
Thank you very much. And I think we should thank the Chief Whip for the excellent work he and the team have done, including those who are on the committee and the one who leads the committee on our behalf, Comrade Joe Maswanganyi. We need to applaud them and thank them. And we also need to thank the political committee for discussing this matter. I do want us, as we generally, I mean, that is the general approach, what the DP is saying. That's our general approach. But sometimes I often say that you must not interrupt your adversary whilst they're making a mistake. The DA have locked themselves into an unenviable position. And they can now see that they put themselves into a cul-de-sac. It is a most unpleasant position that they've locked themselves into. This evening, John Steenhuisen made contact with me and said, where do we go now? And I said, John, the ball is entirely in your court. And he asked, does the ANC say we should leave the GNU? I said, the ball is in your court. You have put yourself in this position. So you need to work your way out. You took a decision in the committee. That was the choice you made. And you tried to argue that the position that was adopted is no different from the position that they had put up in either cabinet or outside. And I said, the reason why the ANC, through our chief whip, embarked on a process of consulting all parties, as we did when we formed the GNU, was to show leadership. We are the ones, whether you like it or not, who are leading this GNU. And we therefore have a responsibility to demonstrate that leadership. Even under difficult circumstances or situations, we will continue to do so. And that is why our chief whip and the various comrades of his other colleagues embark on this process of consulting with all parties. And I said to him, you as a party, of course, of the GNU, you were singular in saying you will oppose this budget. And you added insult upon insult towards the ANC. And said, called the ANC all manner of names. And I said, what seems to please you is that you want to be in government and you also want to be the opposition in government. And I said, you can't have your cake and eat it. So I said, you've already optically given us a clear indication of where you stand in the committee. Now you need to take a decision about tomorrow. And that will define exactly where you stand. So the approach we should take is a tactical one. And of course, in the end, I think this may well be the point where, as the DP says, yes, the end of their participation, because they are defining themselves out of the GNU, and it will be clear tomorrow what decision they take. And obviously, I even said to him, you said, if we work with other parties, that's the end of the GNU. And I said, well, maybe you will live up to that yourself, because that's exactly what you have wished for. You have, and I said, the Action SA and the other parties took a much more cooperative and practical type of disposition. And you came with a document. And of course, so you all know, and we'll cover this on Thursday, there have been discussions that have been going on the various other issues that they have raised, which are now going to fall flat. So I was just saying that is the general approach, but in the end, they have put themselves in a difficult position, and therefore tomorrow it's their choice. And that choice is going to have consequences. And I think rather than us now, and that's what I was trying to call you about, DP, rather than us say we're kicking you out, everyone must see and know, because by ipso facto, as they say in Latin, ipso facto, these facts speak for themselves, they will have defined themselves out of the GNU. And therefore I say, don't interrupt your adversary whilst they are making a mistake. And in this case, they were warned that this is a mistake they are making. They continued to make it. That's all I'd like to say, and we'll say more on Thursday. Thank you.
It remains to be seen whether the DA will stay in the GNU. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.